Well, September already. Children, if you have children, I'm sure they'll be getting ready, or if they haven't already, going back to school. We trust that they will be well and blessed. And those that are homeschooling, we trust that you will keep sane and keep carrying on. Remember, God is in control. I want to carry on, if I may, from last week, with continuing to encourage us to be encouraged, continually asking us to look into God's word, to give our burdens to him, to rely upon the Holy Spirit, to know our strengths and to know our weaknesses, and to allow God in to those areas of our lives that we struggle with. And to also know that we are blessed of him. And in Matthew 5 in verse 6, it says these words, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." So blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, to have a right standing with God, to be holy, to be those that will constantly allow the Holy Spirit to convict us of the things that we shouldn't do and convince us of the things that we should do as part of our Christian walk, isn't it? To be reminded on a regular basis that we are fragile, we are like clays, but God, clay pots, God is the potter, we are the pots. He molds us and he shapes us and he enables us to be fit for purpose. So blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Let's be a people that will be filled of God's Spirit afresh this week. In Isaiah 55 verse 1, "Come all who are thirsty." So my question today is, are you thirsty? Not in a natural sense, but in a spiritual sense. Do you need to be quenched? Lord, come and fill me afresh. Come. In other words, it's a declaration, it's an invitation to come, Jesus says, or God says through his Spirit. Come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. The gift of God is free. Everything else costs. The gift of God is free. So today, to use those words in Isaiah, if you're thirsty, come to the Lord afresh. Let's ask God for fresh eyes to see this morning. Yes, amen. In 1 Corinthians 2, start at verse 14, the person without the Spirit, that's the Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. So we as Christians, when we put our faith in Christ, he gave us a deposit of his Holy Spirit. So we are with the Spirit. So there should be things that we will understand because God will quicken them to our hearts. We will understand because we have the Spirit of God in us. If there's an area that you don't understand, that doesn't mean that the Spirit of God doesn't dwell in you. It means that you need to come to him afresh and drink of his word. Remember, he is the water of life. He is the bread of life. He says, come and drink, come and eat, participate in what I have to offer. Come and sit before my table and I will feed you. We don't want to be those that are ignorant of what God is saying to us and what he has said to us. But if there are areas in your life, like there are at times areas in my life that I lack understanding, that's when we need to go and drink. Lord, as I come in front of your word, feed me, nourish me, sustain me. I want to drink in what you have for me. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things. Such a person is not subject to merely human judgment, but we're subjected to the Lord. But we have the mind of Christ, it says in verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. You see, there are things that you can discern because you have the mind of Christ. When we put on the helmet of salvation, it protects the things that God gives us. When we put on the shield of faith, it protects the things from the enemy coming to steal. But we must be aware that the enemy does come to rob, steal and destroy, but God comes to build up, to shore up us as his vessels, to repair any of the cracks, to not allow the things that go in to leak. But we are a people that are encouraged to continually keep drinking of God's word. Drinking of God's word. So the encouragement that I have for us today is through God's word. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30, it says this: it is because of him, God we're talking about now, it's because of God that you are in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, who has become for us the wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. So if you want to know afresh how God wants us to live, act, and react, then we look at the person of Christ. We look at the ministry of Christ. God has blessed us because he's blessed his Son. In Christ is found all wisdom and righteousness, holiness, and redemption. So for us, we are in Christ. We are a new creation, aren't we? When it says we have the mind of Christ, that means we've been born of his Spirit. A part of the Spirit of Christ lives in us, the Holy Spirit. God convicts us, convinces us to continue to drink, to eat, to feed upon him. So for me this morning, it's my privilege to encourage you to drink again today. So my question is, are you thirsty? Yes? Let's drink. Let's digest. Let's drink and eat of what God has for me and you. In 1 Peter verse 1:14, it says this: as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. I read this portion of scripture to go back to what we said earlier, that those without the Spirit can't understand things of the Spirit. But you and I, we've been born of God's Spirit. We're part of his family. We're his children. We've been redeemed. We've been set free. But we live in the world, but we're not of the world. But we need to discern the things of the world and know that we live in this earthly tent, but we have a heavenly perspective. But in the meantime, while we're here, God wants us to be mindful. He wants us to be full of wisdom, and he wants us to drink. Drink of him. Drink of his Spirit. So as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. My reasoning for bringing this portion of scripture is to encourage us to keep on doing the right thing. To keep on making the right choices, the right decisions. Remember what we said last week? There are times that we doubt, but as we worship, doubt disappears. Well, this week, there will be times that we don't feel confident, that we feel at times maybe we are starting to conform with some of the patterns of the world, but God says, stop. Drink. Just drink. Just drink of the things that I have given you. Remember, his word is water. So if you want to know how to drink, then consume his water. Enable him to speak to you afresh. In Luke 18, verse 9, it says this: to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Now, we bring this parable because it's scripture, but it's a learning curve for me and you. Because there are times where we can look at ourselves and think, well, I'm okay. I'm doing what I should do. I'm giving what I should give. I'm reacting the way I should react. This is a reminder just to say that God wants us to be careful about the things we do, be careful about the things we say and how we react. So this is the parable that Jesus gave. Now listen to what he says in verse 10. Two men went up to the temple to pray. And it was something that they was instructed to do, that it was a good thing to do, to go to the temple of the Lord and pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. Now in those days, the Pharisees, they understood the law. They tried to do everything they were supposed to do according to the law. The tax collector isn't like a tax collector today. There would be times that tax collectors would collect the taxes for the government, but also take a bit more for themselves. Some of them were crooked. Some of them didn't have good character. That's why we're using the analogy here. That's why Jesus uses it of the tax collector. Remember Zacchaeus? He was a tax collector. And he had to make pay back four times. Or he didn't have to. He wanted to pay back four times that he'd robbed from people. He acknowledged that he was a sinner. That when Christ came and ate with him, he knew who he was, where he was, and what his need was. And when Christ met that need in that man, because he was thirsty, because he drank everything that God had to offer, he knew that the sin that was in him needed to be purged out. So he made that offering of payback. Tax collector, that was my point. Verse 11. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. And it is easy sometimes for us to think that we are special. And in one sense we are, because we've been chosen. But we also have a responsibility to do the right thing. This man said, I thank you that I'm not like other people, the robbers, the evildoers, the adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, but those that humble themselves will be exalted. What is Jesus saying here? It's not wrong to do the right thing, is it? It's not wrong to pray. It's not wrong to fast. It's not wrong to give a tenth of everything that you have to the Lord. They're good things to do. So what's the problem here? Because the other man was a sinner. He acknowledged his sin. I don't deserve to come before you, Lord. I, but a sinner, but forgive me, have mercy on me. The point was this, it was an attitude of the heart. It wasn't what this Pharisee did. It's what he thought about himself. He thought that he was better than everybody else. That if he followed the letter of the law, that was enough to be righteous before God. But what Jesus shows us in this parable is this. We are called to do the right thing, yes. But we're also called to have the right heart. That we know that we're sinners saved by grace, don't we? Yes, we do. We know that we get things wrong. But it's what we do about those things. So if you're thirsty today, as we come before God's throne afresh, as we come before his table to eat and to drink, we can be like this tax collector in the sense of, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner saved by grace. Father God, speak to me afresh that I may drink of your word, be purified of all unrighteousness, that I may move forward knowing that you love me, knowing that I'm loved by you, knowing that you have a plan and a purpose for me. So today's message is to encourage you and I to drink afresh this week. That if we are thirsting, that we come and drink, because the invitation is there. Come, all those that are thirsty. So if you are thirsty this week, then come to the Lord's table and drink. Come to the Lord's table and take all that he offers you. In Romans 1, verse 16, it says this, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because this is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. I am not ashamed, Paul says. I am not ashamed of the gospel, and nor am I, and nor are you. We're not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First the Jew, then the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that comes from faith. From first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. I bring this portion of scripture to simply say, it's not what we do, it's what he has done for us. And faith comes in that way, that we accept what Jesus has already done for us. He died on the cross. He shed his blood. His body was torn to pay for my sin and your sin. So by faith that we can accept that we have a right standing with God because of what Jesus has done. Now that faith is the same faith that raised Jesus from the dead. And that faith lives in me and you. So as we go forward, even though I'm asking you to Examine yourself afresh this week and say, Lord, reveal to me my unrighteousness. Fill me with your Spirit. Purify me, Father God, that I may have that right standing with you. Not the right standing that is the salvation, but the right standing that causes me to keep going forward day after day, week after week, knowing that I am fragile, but knowing that I'm also strong. Taking the illustration of the tax collector and the Pharisee, that we know that in our weakness, God strengthens us. With that tax collector, he understood his weaknesses. And when he declared his weaknesses to God, God came and strengthened him. And Jesus said, that man went home more righteous. He had a right standing with me. He went home because he acknowledged his weaknesses so that I could shore him up and make him strong. So for me and you, as we come and drink and we come and worship, we can say, Lord, I come before you in this area of my life. Lord, I come before you with these weaknesses. Father God, I thank you that you're strengthening me. I thank you that you're quenching this thirst that I have. So as that point of encouragement this week, we come afresh to God's throne of grace. Yes? Amen. In Romans 3 verse 21, but now apart from the law, and we understand the law, don't we, the Torah, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. But this righteousness, the righteousness that Jesus is talking about, this righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew or Gentile, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by the grace, by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. So I put this portion of scripture in for us so that if we're feeling fragile and we're feeling that we've messed up, we've missed the mark, we've done things, said things, acted in a way that seems to be contrary to God's word, just remember, all have sinned. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came through Jesus Christ. So when we ask for forgiveness, we get forgiveness. That's my point. What a great encouragement that is, church. When we ask, we receive. So God wants me and you this week to drink afresh of what he has for us, to lay on his altar everything that we feel is unrighteous and allow him to clean us, cleanse us. For today is the day of salvation. We said it last week, didn't we? Today is the day of salvation. Today, not tomorrow, we can put things right. So be encouraged, church. In Matthew 4, verse 16, for the people living in darkness have seen a great light. For those living in the land of the shadow of death, the light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. What's the kingdom of heaven? He is. Jesus is the kingdom. All power and authority has been given to him, he said. We quoted it last week. Go, make disciples. The kingdom has come. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, to proclaim, repent. So as we drink, we can be like John. He says, more of me, Lord, and more of you, Lord, and less of me. So as we drink of his water, the analogy that I was shown many years ago, it's like having a glass that's half full with muddy, cloudy, dirty water, and as you put the clean water in, the more water that goes in, the more of the cloudy, dirty water that comes out, and then eventually there is a glass full of clean water. It's the same as we drink, as we repent. What's happening is we're opening ourselves up for the water of God's word to come in and cleanse us, and as that water comes in, it pushes out the dirty water. Does that make sense? I hope it does. That's why I'm bringing this today. Not because we are full of sin, but because we want to be full of his power. So to be full of him, we need to empty ourselves of us. So my encouragement this week is that you and I, even though we may be isolated or self-isolating, or we may be in our bubble, as we call it these days, we may not go to the places we used to go and see the people we used to see, but we will do at some point. We will do it at some point, because God says, do not forsake the gathering together. And we will gather together because it's part of God's instruction. So when we do gather together, we will be a people that will be hungering and thirsting after his righteousness. We will be a people that know that we are sinners, but we're saved by grace. Knowing that we are weak, but in him we are strong. Knowing That when we feel weary and anxious, we can be led by the Holy Spirit, because his yoke is easy, his burden is light. He is stronger than us, so he will lead us until we are strengthened. How do we become strengthened? By eating and drinking. We become weak and dehydrated when we stop drinking. A friend of mine I spoke to who was in hospital recently, one of the things that enabled him to be in hospital was dehydration. His body was dehydrated. So we need to be hydrated, and we become hydrated by drinking. So let's be a people that will not be hospitalized, but we will be hydrated. We will drink afresh of God's goodness. I hope this makes sense to us. In Psalm 29 verse 11, it says this: "For God gives strength to his people." God gives strength to his people. As we eat and drink, as we become hydrated or rehydrated, then God gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. And we think about peace a lot, don't we? When we look at our news channels, when we look at what's happening in the world around us, the opposite to peace is chaos, isn't it? It's chaos and disaster. Peace is something that we all desire, but we can gain peace in the middle of the turmoil. We ministered some time ago, didn't we, on anchors in the storms of life. So when the water's rising and raging, then we can still find our peace, because our peace isn't found in our circumstances. Our peace is found in the Lord. So as we think upon him, as we meditate on his word, as we drink, then God will give strength to his people, and he will bless his people with peace. Amen. Amen. Let's be those that will lay hold of what God has afresh for us today. In Luke 6:21, "Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. What an encouragement from the Lord. In John 4:13, Jesus answered everyone. He answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty." What was he talking about? He was talking about the natural water. There's a natural water that we are blessed with. It comes, it rises up from the deep, and it comes down from the skies. It's a water that we need to live, to survive. But Jesus says, "Whoever drinks of that water will thirst again." But in 14 he says, "Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." That's the water that I'm communicating to us today. Not the natural water to be hydrated with, but the supernatural water of God's word. That's what Jesus is talking about. You take the things that I give you and you drink them down, and it will well up to become a spring of eternal life. And for me and you, this life is but a vapor, isn't it? And the older I get, the more I realize the truth of that scripture. I look back at the last 20 years and think, my goodness, it's but a vapor. It's gone. And if I dare to look forward to the next 20 years, I will be an old man by then. Think about it. It's but a vapor. But we have an eternal perspective. So as we thirst now, God fills us. He satisfies us now, that there will be a spring of water welling up to eternal life. So I want to encourage you to drink of his word afresh this week, that we may see the sin disappear, the unrighteousness go, filled with righteousness, being hydrated by his word, that we may be strong and the victorious people that God has already called us to be. In John 7 verse 37, on the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." So my question today for us is this: are you thirsty? Yes? Well, come to the Lord and drink. "Whoever believes in me," Jesus says, "as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." So this week, can I bring a message of encouragement afresh to those that are thirsting, for those that are not Christians, for those that are on the road to recovery, for those that are dehydrated spiritually. Can I say to you, as Jesus said, are you thirsty? Do you want the Spirit of God? Yes? Well, come and drink. As the scriptures said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. The righteousness that we've been speaking about is a right standing with God. So let's just pray for those one or two people that are saying, yes, I want this water that God offers me. Yes, I am thirsty. Yes, I am dehydrating and feeling weak and vulnerable. Yes, I do want that eternal life that has been promised me because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yes, I know that I am a sinner, that I've done things that are contrary to God's word. I repent of my sin and I turn to you, God. Now I ask you, as someone who is thirsty, to fill me with your Spirit. Fill me. I want a drink of your word, that I may have a right standing with you. Lord Jesus, I am like the tax collector today. I know that I don't deserve to come into your presence, but I accept your grace and your gift of life eternal today. Fill me that I may be all that you've called me to be. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for that. My final scripture as we close this session today is in 1 John 1. For those that are not quite sure about praying that prayer, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and the word is not within us. So that's for those that are wondering, well, do I need to do something about this? Do I need to actually repent? Well, the answer is yes. It's clear. You need to repent and God will fill you. But for us who have already gone through that process, I want to remind you afresh of what it said in the first passage, the first scripture that we read together in Matthew 5, 6. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. If you are desiring to eat and to drink of God's word, you will be filled. That's the encouragement for this week. As we, and the emphasis is on we, blessed are those who hunger and thirst. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty for more of God. Yes, there are times that I have been full of apathy and thinking, maybe God can't do this. God is more than enough. So let's be an encouragement to those around us. As we speak one with another, let's lift each other up. Let's pray for each other. Let's intercede for each other. Let's believe that God is saying the best is yet to come. Let's believe as we come together as a church, there would be a revealing of his truth afresh. Let's be a people that will come and sit at his table in the presence of our enemies and drink and eat of what God has for us. Let's pray together before we close with a hymn. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you that we belong to you. We thank you, Lord, that your promise is to never leave us or forsake us. Your promise, Lord, is to give us peace. Your promise, Lord, is that when we call, you answer. Your promise to us, Lord, is that when we are thirsty, you will fill us. So today we ask you afresh to fill us with the water of life, that we may be all that you've called us to be. That you will help us, Father God, in our daily lives. You will help us with our children. You will help us in our workplace. You will give us wisdom through your word. Fill me afresh today, I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.